The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
It's another hour of What's On Your Mind, live and direct from Bismarck State College today on the program. And we do have a little bit of time here for you to weigh in on what's on your mind. We have not had a lot of time to find out what is on your mind. We found out what's on the minds of a lot of folks that are at the Great Plains Empower ND Energy Conference here at Bismarck State College. But I'm quite honestly most interested in what is on your mind. You've heard some interesting thinkers here today on the program. You heard from David Clark, president of Bismarck State College, as well as Niles Hushka, chief executive officer of KLJ, about the conversation with Governors Dalrymple and Senators Hovind and Heitkamp and Congressman Kramer. Robert Bryce, an author, a journalist, a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute, recapping how America's energy wealth and everything from shale and coal and to solar and batteries assures that the U.S. is competitive in a way unlike anything that's been seen in recent history, and about all this investment that is coming, billions and billions of dollars from overseas here into the United States. What do you think about that? What do you think about this Badlands NGL project, this North Dakota natural gas revolution that is leading not only to... So what I love about this is that we solved the problem, right? So think about this. Flaring bad, right? Okay, who wants to waste anything? And unfortunately, because of the effort to get oil out of the ground, and that being the more valuable the product, you've had to flare off some gas as a safety precaution. In the meanwhile, building all of these gathering systems to get it. So we're solving that, right? And we've got a robust plan to do that, a very aggressive plan to do that, timelines and everything else. And then when you do that, you then have, you know, the gas processing plants, of which there's been a number of those built and done. And then you now have, ethane. You have the wet gas and the dry gas being used. And in the case of, I guess, it's dry gas, that's for fertilizer plants to the tune of, $6 billion. And now $4 billion on the wet gas side for a plastics plant. And what does that mean to you and to me and to our kids and our grandkids? In my view, it means a very, very bright future. It means options. It means choices. I saw a statistic, I forget where I saw it today, that had to do with rent and the rising price of rent and how people are struggling to make their rent payment in the United States. And I have to tell you, what I thought of was a lot of folks who voted for Barack Obama so they wouldn't have to worry about getting their rent payment made, right? Folks that... said, hey, if I vote for this guy, he'll just take care of me. Right? Perfect. I get a cell phone. I get, I get whatever I need. I get health care. I get whatever I need. And now it's about struggling to make the rent. And I thought, you know what? Is that the America I want for my kids and grandkids? A country where, who wants to rent? Right? I mean... And listen, I'm not denigrating anybody that lives in an apartment. I did my time in an apartment, right? Left the house, got an apartment, and I was proud as heck. Two-bedroom apartment in Grand Forks, and I thought I was the, king of the world. Loved it. Still to this day have great memories about it. But you don't aspire to that, do you? And it's a stepping stone. It's a way to get somewhere. And the fact that you have now, millions and millions of Americans struggling to make the rent, I just say, wow. Sarah Palin was in Williston last night. You're going to hear an exclusive interview with her today in the program that we did. And she talked about, sort of dismissed the concerns over Barack Obama and said, I'm more concerned about not President Obama because he'll be gone soon. I'm more concerned about the people that voted for him twice. And that's the conversation I think we need to have. And it's sort of a take mentality versus a make mentality. There are a group of people who want to take and want to be provided for. And I think the challenge for those of us that want to make something happen is to have a conversation with the folks that think that's the path.
boy, if I could just get this government to help me make my rent payment, everything would be great. That's not an existence called freedom. That's another form of slavery. If you're rooting for a government that will help you afford rent, you are in prison. There might not be iron bars around you. There doesn't need to be. You're in a prison of your own making, in my view. And I think North Dakota holds the key to show the rest of the country that very thing. And you can't wait for somebody, with all due respect, that is in the political world to make that case. Right? In other words, I'd love to see the opponents of President Obama and Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid and the folks that love the EPA trying to regulate everything and open waters and all the ways they're trying to get in and regulate and tax and muck this up, right? I'd love the opponents of that argument to use the case I'm making, but they never will. You know, I've long since given up the hope of ever being inspired by a politician. Won't happen. And that's Republicans and that's Democrats. Sorry, folks. We talk to a lot of them on this program. The audience enjoys talking to them on this program, and we'll continue to do that. I don't mean that in a bad way. They serve a role. They're important. They work for us. And as long as they remember that, I think things are fine. Don't wait to be inspired by them. But we, and I say we because, you know, North Dakota, there's way more folks that want to make things than want to take things. I use the term makers and takers from time to time. Okay? And that, in a way, is sort of a label too, right? So if I say you're a taker and you're a maker, now I've sort of divided you. And I don't know if you get very far saying, well, I'm a maker and you're a taker and you're wrong. I think that the key to this is to have a conversation. Neighbor to neighbor, coworker to coworker, you know, hey, you go to the same school events for your kid, whatever circles you run in, you know, if it's the next cubicle or the next pew at church or the, you know, across the picket fence, whatever, have those conversations. Because I happen to believe we right here in North Dakota have a way of life of way more folks that want to make things than take things to show the rest of the country you don't need to live like that. You don't need to live hoping you're going to be able to make your rent. I mean, anybody in America that's worried about making their rent payment should come to North Dakota. The rent's higher here, but guess what? So is your paycheck. So is your choices. So are your opportunities. And that's about the only thing that can slow this thing up. So that's my take, and I want yours at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Still to come, we're going to check in with actually all of the members of the congressional delegation and Governor Dalrymple. They've all been invited to stop by and share a few words about what's happening here at the Great Plains Empower ND Energy Conference at Bismarck State College today. But they are taking questions from the media right now, and there's obviously a lot of questions, so they're in a press conference. And all of them together taking questions. And can you imagine? Governor Dalrymple, Senator Hoeven, Senator Heitkamp, Congressman Kramer, and a room full of media. And so how it works with politicians is, you know, one person asks the question and everybody has to answer it, right? They've all got to go, how about me? How about me? How about me? So there's probably been three or four questions asked, but when four people have to answer them, a planned 20-minute media avail turns into a 60-minute media avail. but you know what? I'd much rather be here talking to you anyway, to tell you the truth. Also coming up, Sarah Palin will be here. She was in North Dakota and just literally gushed about the great state of North Dakota. So we look forward to that conversation coming up. We're getting a little behind the eight ball here, however, because of the of the press conference going along. Also, Jason Bohr will be here, the Lignite Energy Council, one of our sponsors of this fine event. We thank them as well for helping bring you the sponsor of this event, rather, from BSC, along with the North Dakota Ethanol Council. And you know what? When we talk about Great Plains Empower ND and an energy conference, we aren't just talking about oil and gas. We're talking about wind. And there's tax credits for that particular issue. That came up today. We're talking about coal. We're talking about biodiesel. We're talking about a whole lot of things. So there's a lot going on. There goes Congressman Kramer. Did it end? Kevin, is it done? Is it? Come over here for 1 second, would you? I have to just ask Kevin my theory of why this maybe went a little bit longer than it did. He's going to be on the program tomorrow, so he's not scheduled to stop by and see us, but Senators Hoeven and Heitkamp, Congressman Kramer, and Governor Dalrymple will be, but Kevin's going to be on the program tomorrow for the weekly talk radio town hall. Nobody gives us more access to our audience than Congressman Kramer. I had a theory.
Let's hear the theory.
You're not plugged in, so you use this, would you? So here's my theory. Okay, a press conference.
I've been accused of not being plugged in lots.
So it's supposed to be a 20-minute press conference, right? But you have...
Is Todd laughing at me?
Todd was. He was kind of joking with you.
Oh,
I'm sorry. So
oh, thank you.
Here, Senator Heitkamp's there.
Yes.
This is a good sign. The press conference has ended. Now you guys are going to come talk to us.
Yeah, right.
But here was my theory. Okay, two senators, a congressman, and a governor. There probably was one question asked, and it took 45 minutes. Am I wrong, or did...
No, you are wrong. Actually, the senator, the politicians laid back and said, let's hear from the experts. And what I did is I posed the first question.
So you turned the tables.
I did.
The experts were in the room.
Yes, from the chamber and Rice University.
It.
Beautiful. So
we're hoping to catch up with all the members of the congressional delegation and Governor Dalrymple and Congressman Cramer for a full hour tomorrow, as usual, with the Talk Radio Talk.
Always a pleasure. Can't wait.
Thank you, sir. Now we know the scoop, and we'll find out who's going to chat with us next on What's on Your Mind, live from BSC. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms ever show. Soil testing is a critical step you can take to help battle SCN. To assist with this effort, the North Dakota Soybean Council is proud to sponsor an SCN soil testing reimbursement program through the North Dakota State University Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are now available at NDSU County Extension offices. Soybean producers can request up to 3 bags on a first-come, first-served basis. Contact your local county extension agent for more information about the soil testing program.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roll-Tec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roll-Tec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RollTechElectric.com. RollTechElectric.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Live radio, don't you? Todd, do people have any idea, like when you're out at the Cape Air Cafe, how just, you know, the mayor shows up a little late, so you got to talk to the chef at the Wrangler Cafe and wish you could just do what you got to do, right? You just,
sure.
You know.
Happens
nothing,
all the time.
Nothing goes as planned. But I was encouraged.
Story my whole life, by the way.
Yeah. Exactly right. Nothing goes as planned. But anyway, so not much of anything is going as planned today. Sarah Palin keeps getting the bump back here. But Sarah Palin is in the radio vernacular, in the can, right? So, in other words, we have had our conversation with Senator or with Governor Palin. That's not going to go away. But Senator Heitkamp did tell us she had to go to a domestic violence event. She did wave on her way out the door. And I said, is it the cologne? Is something I said? What is the deal? She said, no.
Well, she did send out a press release on that. So, I mean, at least, yeah. You know.
She was.
It may be your cologne, though. Maybe that's the whole problem.
I was thinking it might have been the cologne, right? So I offered that. Fortunately, Senator Hoban has not rejected.
Would you like me to ask and find out for you there?
Yeah, well, we'll do
a little voting there. Pass a note at recess?
Well, how about this? We'll chat with Senator Hoban, and then after, I can ask if everything's okay, and then we'll see, maybe compare notes. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Hello, Senator. How are you?
Scott, good to be with you.
Good to see you.
Yeah.
And I understand Congressman Cramer just gave us a little update that actually it turned the tables. You guys were the probing questioners of the energy experts in the press conference, so that must have been interesting for the media today, huh?
Yeah, I think it was good. We talked about how North Dakota really is leading the way forward in energy development, but it's so much more than that. It's the new technologies, it's the value added, it's combining with agriculture, it's doing the things that I think not only produce more energy, more cost effectively, more dependably, but by deploying the investment in these new technologies, we're also leading the way forward in environmental stewardship too.
What worries you? Obviously, the questions from the audience suggest there's a fair amount of concern, right, about especially the federal government and how it could derail a lot of this momentum right now. Anything we can't fight off?
Well, we've got, to have the right energy plan for this country, we've got to do the things North Dakota has done, but we also have to be able to build the infrastructure. And right now, the administration really is holding up a lot of this infrastructure development that we need. For example, we talk about the gas flaring problem. The way to address that is not only to, build things like the fertilizer plant that Senex Harvest States is building in the Spiritwood Energy Park east of Jamestown, this new project, Badlands NGL, which will convert ethane to polyethylene, which is essentially plastic, but also to have the gathering systems and the pipelines and the infrastructure to move product to market. And so when we get held up on things like the Keystone Pipeline, which, by gosh, I'm going to get next year. I've got a bill. I got 57 people on it, and I'm getting close.
You better hold a big, giant scissors and cut that ribbon if that thing ever happens. I think 99.9% of us have given up.
But when the administration holds us up with regulation that is unreasonable, it has real ramifications. Look at our farmers right now. They can't get their crops to market because so much the oil is being forced onto rail because we can't build the pipelines we need. We're flaring gas because we can't get the approvals to build the gas gathering lines.
Yeah, and people, I don't know if they've missed this. Lynn Helms has talked about this the last couple of times that we've talked to him. I mean, the increase in flaring could be put squarely on federal bureaucrats right now, slow walking the permitting of the gathering systems to get the flaring reduced, right?
That's it.
What do they say when you call them and say, like, what's the holdup? You don't like flaring. You hate flaring, like we all do, right? And we've got a fix here, and you're slowing up the permitting. What do they say?
This is why a federal one-size-fits-all approach does not work. And, in fact, is counterproductive when you talk about this proposed rules, water the U.S. I mean, they're going way beyond EPA's authority under the law and creating difficulties. So, again, that's why we talk about a state's first all-of-the-above energy plan where you can use common sense and get these things done, which ironically are not only good in terms of the economy and jobs and more energy, but ultimately will get the better environmental stewardship that we all want.
Well, right now you're fighting a bureaucracy led by President Obama who wants more and more regulation. Look at his EPA, right? I mean, so you're talking about, hey, let us do it at the state level, and you're up against some folks, at least with this current administration and certainly your Senate Democratic leadership, that wants more and more power. So how in the world do you ever win that battle?
Well, that's it. See, the administration believes in a large federal one-size-fits-all approach that everything should be directed by the federal government.
A good punch up Washington does, really. Right? That's Republicans and Democrats, isn't it? I mean, the bureaucracy wants control.
Well, that's what's happening in the Senate. Senator Reid is holding up legislation to solve these problems, and then the administration goes around Congress with things like the proposed waters of the U.S. rule or the CO2 rules. That's what's happening. And that's why we've got to break through that and get back to, look, this country was set up where the states led the way. The states are the laboratories of democracy. You see North Dakota doing great things. Let's empower all the states to do great things, and I think you'll see good things happen across the country.
I do have to ask you about this Badlands NGL plant, because this is a project that, in one way or another, has been on the drawing board back to your time as governor. I mean, how long have we been talking about building a plastics plant? Get this gas thing going, then we'll build plastic plants, and here's one to the tune of $4 billion being announced. Well, for somebody out there on a tractor finishing up on harvest or working at a drugstore or, you know, working at Walmart today, why does it matter to them? Explain the significance of this.
Well, we've been working on this for a while, and because it goes to value added. When we talk agriculture, when we talk energy, when we add value here, that's a win across the board, not only in terms of jobs and the economy, but also in terms of the other things we're talking about, that, you know, the infrastructure, getting stuff to market and all that. When we can produce those products here, that creates a lot of growth, a lot of high-quality jobs, diversification for our economy. So it's just a flat-out win for everybody. When you talk about a $4 billion investment, 500 jobs, think about, it's not just that project, but think about all the small businesses that it's going to take to build and maintain that project. You're talking, you know, whether you're talking electricians, whether you're talking accountants, whether you're talking food service, whether you're talking transportation industry, that's how you really create that primary sector growth that is good for all of our small businesses across the state.
So jobs?
Huge. I mean, 500 jobs on a direct basis, but like I say, look at all the spinoffs that come with it. Not just jobs, but small businesses that start up.
I'm kind of curious, Governor Dalrymple has joined you as well, and you two have been talking about this for a long time. You mentioned yesterday, Governor Dalrymple, at the announcement, we're talking about the Badlands NGL project announced yesterday, how appropriate it was that Senator Hoeven was there as well, because in his time as governor, and your tenure as lieutenant governor, and now him as senator and you as governor, this project's been on the table for a long time. I'm curious what you think comes after this. He's just talking about the spinoffs. What's next, and what's been the reaction to this one announcement?
Hey, that seems to be the theme of the morning. I've already gotten a couple of questions from reporters, you know, after we announce a $4 billion value-added energy project. The question is, hey, what's next, you know? And we've kind of gotten in that mode in North Dakota, which is, you know, there should be something huge here like about once a week. Hey, that's great. I love that. And what a great atmosphere, because people really do believe that more and more great things are coming. And it's true. Maybe not every day, Scott, but, you know, they really are coming. And I think sometimes people lose track of how much $1 billion really is. You know, millions, billions, after a while, it's all the same. But $4 billion, that would be the largest private equity project in state history. And John and I have, you know, spent a few years, like, chasing after these ideas and trying to make it possible for them to happen.
Scott, here's a quick, probably a pipe manufacturing, PVC pipe. That'd be a
one of many.
Sure.
Fascinating. Well, I'll talk more about what's next when we come back with Governor Dalrymple. Senator, hoping to let you go. Thanks for getting Senator Rubio here.
Good to be with you. You bet.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Before you fight, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
And we are back at Bismarck State College, Great Plains Empower ND Energy Conference. Our thanks to Congressman Kramer, Senator Hoban, and now Governor Dalrymple for stopping by and seeing us. Senator Heitkamp did wave on her way out the door, but I don't have an odor or anything, do I, Governor, that would cause you to not want to be here?
Not that I can detect from this distance.
Okay, good. Just checking.
I forgot to ask
Senator Hoban, so I didn't know. I'd ask if it was the wrong cologne or what. But anyway, we're trying. We're trying for the sake of our fine audience here, the vast What's on Your Mind radio network. And we do have a question from Pat in Bismarck about gas prices for Governor Jack Dalrymple. Hey, Pat, how are you? Are you there, Pat?
Yeah, I am. My question is, I talked to my stepkids in Springfield, Missouri, and gas down there is like $2.68. Why does ours not go down? I mean, that's a big difference. You know, if it was just a little difference, it wouldn't be a question.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the whole question, Scott.
So he's basically saying where his kids are. And where are your kids, Pat?
My stepkids live in Springfield, Missouri, and down there they told me last night gas is $2.68.
Two what?
$2.68.
Holy smoke! Yeah. Is it headline news in every newspaper? I mean, is there a lot of publicity about that?
I actually heard something with the national average coming down, but I haven't heard 260. I think the national average is like 320 right now, and that's down. So your question for the governor, Pat, is if it's 268 in Missouri, why is it I think it was 305.
338.
In Fargo yesterday, 305 yesterday, I paid $3.49 at the Sweet Crude Travel Center in Grassy Butte, North Dakota yesterday. I went up to Williston for Governor Palin, and 320 something you said in Bismarck, Pat?
$3.29. I'm just driving by a Senex here in Mandan.
Okay, so this
it did go down a dime.
So let's bring this into the context of the conversation we were having earlier, Governor, about value added and how we're taking the ethane, turning it into plastics, and North Dakotans win. Do you ever see a path towards something similar happening for consumers of gasoline at the pump in North Dakota?
Well, you know, ever since I was a freshman legislator, I've been getting, you know, the question about the local price of gasoline. And, you know, at times it is puzzling and it does seem out of line. We've always had this big differential between Fargo and Bismarck, for instance. And people are always curious about it because they say, hey, the refinery is in Mandan. Like, shouldn't it be the cheapest right here in Bismarck, Mandan? But the fact of the matter is there's so many things that go into the logistics of local petroleum bases. Fargo, West Fargo have all of these pipelines that come into terminals right in that area, multiple sources of petroleum. So it becomes
more supply, therefore the market is a little more pressured.
More
right?
supply, but like lots of competition, you know, more than just a couple of suppliers, like a lot of suppliers all in one place. And that's what creates that that great price competition.
So might this robust planning of additional pipelines mean that with time and more pipelines, the price of gas comes down all across North Dakota? Is that feasible?
Well, it could come down all across North Dakota and the Midwest, as far as I can tell. You know, crude oil will become plentiful in our part of the world where it didn't used to be. So it should make a big difference. But I got to say, there are so many forces at work, you know, the daily price of gasoline or diesel fuel, including, like, you know, global implications and all kinds of things that are happening at refineries and on railroads. And it is hard on any given day to pinpoint exactly, like, what the influences are.
One of the reasons it's come down is the price of oil has come down. What do you make of what's going on there?
Price of oil is coming down. I was with some people the other day from the petroleum industry, and they seem pretty worried about it. You know, we've had a really nice price level for the producers out there for the last 5 years, and at, you know, many, many months, like around $100. And so it's been a long, good run if you're a producer of crude oil, and it has gone down quite a bit in the last couple of weeks. So we'll see what happens. A lot of people in North Dakota, of course, wouldn't mind if, you know, we take our foot off the gas here a little bit.
So back to the question that we asked before the break, and that is what's next. And when I say what's next, I don't mean what have you done for me lately. $4 billion plan, great, let's do another $4 billion, right? I mean, what is it signifying the way? What has the reactions been to it, and what do you see the ripple effect being? Because what I hear here from folks we've talked to is that, you know, you've got an ag stool that or an ag leg in our stool that's been, you know, sound for generations, right? And we've certainly added an energy stool to that leg that's pretty robust. And in general, just a good sound economy that kind of weathers the rest of the storm anyway, kind of as the third leg of the stool. Is this not a fourth leg of the stool where we're going into a whole new area as far as manufacturing is concerned? And what could it signify behind it just in the way of manufacturing?
Oh, it's huge. And, you know, I think North Dakota is considered the leader in the nation in value-added agriculture, converting agricultural commodities, you know, into higher value products. We want to do the same thing in energy. If we're going to have affordable natural gas and crude oil, there is unlimited potential. And these polyethylene beads, as they call them, can be converted into, you know, underground pipe, into tanks that you use for sprayers or for all kinds of farming applications. You can mold the stuff into just about any product you can think of. The upside potential there is really unlimited.
So what do you want average, everyday North Dakotans to recognize in the way of the significance of this particular announcement yesterday? What does it mean for them?
I think what it means for them is sustainable, long-lasting job opportunities for all our people. And if you have children or grandchildren coming up in North Dakota, they're going to have opportunities like we've never seen before. And they'll have choices. They won't just have to go to work on an oil rig. They can go to work for a company that is a spinoff, you know, from the industry, and, you know, have some nice choices of jobs that are just right for them.
We really need every North Dakotan to help recruit other folks to come back to North Dakota. I mean, when you talk about just this one project, yesterday's 500 highly skilled jobs that are necessary, one project of so many. I mean, if there's any major challenge I hear over and over and over again, it's workforce, isn't it? I mean, you need every North Dakotan recruiting other North Dakotans or future North Dakotans, don't you?
That's the best way to do it. And thanks for giving me the opportunity to, you know, put in the pitch. You know, if families that are already in North Dakota, you know, will talk to their friends and relatives from other places, you know, those can be the best sources, you know, of new workforce for us. it's a little dangerous, you know, to just put out a like an advertisement someplace and say, hey, everybody come to North Dakota because we got great opportunities. You're going to get, you know, some good people, but you're also going to get some people that probably really shouldn't be coming here. So
then end up desperate or down in their luck or whatever.
Well,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. And so we really like the word of mouth technique, letting people, you know, hear about it from people who are already here. The other thing that we work very hard on is the training and education side of it, because in order to capture these really good jobs, you know, you really should know something. And our two-year colleges, for instance, are cranking people out like we never have before. And after 18 months, these young people are getting placed in great jobs, you know, at 100% placement rate. So we just need more students to come over and enroll in our great two-year programs and our four-year schools, for that matter, because when they get done, they're going to be able to take their choice of jobs.
A couple other folks want to chat with you about different things here before we let the governor go. Dan in Turtle Lake, your question or comment about political ads, I understand. What's on your mind, Dan?
Well, first off, I'm a new resident of Turtle Lake. I just moved here. Be 2 weeks tomorrow. I'm here for a job. I haven't secured one yet, but I'm working on it. And I love the people in North Dakota. One of the things I don't understand in our political arena is that the politicians, all these ads I hear, out of all of them, I've heard one Republican ad where the man actually stated that he was a member of the Republican Party. And I believe that to be an honorable man with virtue, integrity, and character, you have to have two things, truth and accountability. Without truth and accountability, you're not an honorable man. And if you're a political candidate in this day and age and you don't have the cojones to affiliate yourself in your advertisements with your political party, then you're not an honorable person, in my opinion. Truth and accountability is what matters. One more thing. I drove 1,979 miles from Chesapeake Island, Virginia, to get here. The price of gas, what you were just talking about, here is unbelievable. You can't tell me that the farmers who use probably 70 to 80% of the diesel and gas in the state, and the state with its large amount of funds available, could not form a co-op, build a refinery. Gas should be less here than any other state in the country.
Yeah, it's interesting because of the feedstock. You hear that from a lot of people, Governor, on the refinery side. And obviously we're building diesel refineries right now. First one built in America since 1976 is coming out of the ground in Dickinson, and it'll be cranking out diesel by December. But do you ever see it for gasoline as a possibility here? Do we have enough of a market here to refine it here?
You know, I think it's definitely a possibility. And, you know, we're really proud to be the one state in the country that's been able to get a new refinery up and going. But again, I gotta say, you know, the marketing of gasoline and diesel fuel is such that, you know, it isn't necessarily going to be cheapest, like right at the door of the refinery. That's just the way it works.
Dan, thanks for the call. One other quick one. Rob in Bismarck wants to tap into your water expertise, Governor. Your question for the governor, quickly, Rob. We have about a half minute left.
Why is the river the flow is so low? I thought last week we talked about they were gonna keep the flow high to let more out of Lake Sakakawea. I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Yes, I remember talking to you, and we have sent our request to the Army Corps of Engineers, and they have not given us the yes answer yet. I'll check on it today with the state water engineer. You know, this is beautiful weather. This is a nice time to let some water go.
Let some water roll, right? Yeah, get ahead of it.
We don't want to be letting it go in February.
All right, and we'll get an answer and keep you posted on when that's going to crank up. Thanks for the call. Governor, thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Hey, you bet, Scott. Good to be with you.
You as well. Take a break. Jason Bohr, the Lignite Energy Council. When we come back, live from Bismarck State College. Don't go away, folks.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Custom Bakken Chemistry, the latest sprayer technology, the best undercarriage wash in North Dakota, and two inside bays. You'll find it all 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash. What do truckers say about you, Megan? Why do they love the North Dakota Truck Wash so much?
We definitely are conveniently located behind Senex and Stanley, and we can guarantee short wait times, and we just have the chemistry down so then we can clean the truck efficiently.
South of the Pinnacle, Senex on the truck bypass, Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Here's to everyone who believes in competition and good sportsmanship, who knows it's not about the trophies or the medals, but rather the lessons learned. For those who understand it's not whether you win or lose, just that you give your best. So go ahead, lace them up, take the field, have fun, and play. For the experience, for the memories, for the love of the game. Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Morehead.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
For the hour, Great Plains Empower and the Energy Conference in Bismarck today on 550 K-Fire, 910 AM KCJB in Minot, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo Moorhead, AM 1090 KTGO in Tioga, Watford City, Williston, and Stanley, North Dakota, as well as KLTC and Dickinson, bringing you the program, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, and for that we're eternally grateful. This is our final segment. We're going to catch up with one of our sponsors for our broadcast today from the Great Plains Empower and the Energy Conference, including this broadcast and also Energy Matters, which will be broadcast on KFYR and KLTC 1460 this afternoon from 3 until 5, is the Lignite Energy Conference.
Council. And we're going to chat with Jason Bohr in just a moment. But first, it's time to find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, our fine sponsor, every Tuesday on the program. Sarah, a farmer on a mission and a co-owner of the Wilson Farm in Janestown, wants to talk about advocacy tips for agriculture during the election. Write down these four R's. It's great stuff. Sarah, tell us more.
There are four R's to help us advocate for agriculture this election season. Number one, be ready. Build relationships with your elected officials and candidates. Also, Farm Bureau and our grassroots network is a great way to stay informed. Number two, be real. You can't speak for all farms, but you can speak for yours. Facts combined with personal experience will support your position. Number three, reach. We are all involved in groups where we can share our experiences. Use social media to extend your reach and connect with people outside of agriculture. And number four, be relentless. Issues that affect agriculture will continue to emerge. Show up for every vote. Future generations are depending on us.
Thank you so much. And that's good advice, Sarah. Find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at NDFB.org. North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. We're brought to you today by the North Dakota Ethanol Council and the Lignite Energy Council. And Jason Bohr is here from the Lignite Energy Council. Jason, great to see you again. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
So we're talking about all things energy here. And, you know, the Great Plains Empower North Dakota Energy Conference. But what's amazing, yesterday, for instance, $4 billion plant announced that would come to North Dakota to make plastics, right, from ethane.
Yes.
But guess what? They need energy.
Absolutely, and a lot of it.
Your industry, Lignite and coal, really connects to all of this this growth, doesn't it?
We're the reason for a lot of this growth that has happened over the past several decades, because it allows us to remain prosperous even when the economy as a nation is down, because we have some of the lowest energy costs in the nation. We can continue to provide that source of power that drives industry even when the rest of the world or country is struggling.
And yet, I don't know, there's one industry out of all represented here that's under more of an assault from a federal regulatory mob than the Lignite Energy Council. So you're fighting a battle right now, aren't
you? That's right. I think we're the least understood source of energy from the federal level. They have dedicated the least amount of resources to understanding what we do, how we do it, and the ways to make us more effective at the federal level.
So how do you buck all that? How do you buck that trend?
You know, we've got great federal representatives right now who are kind of leading the charge to make our voices more heard at the federal level. But we also need to do a better job of ourselves about talking about what we can accomplish in a positive way for the state, for the nation, than we have in the past.
So how should consumers help? How should folks that benefit from this cheap electricity, correct me if I'm wrong, but, top two or three states in cheapest electricity in the country.
Right. Right. Well, we're trying to make that easier for people. We just formed an initiative called the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. That's one way people can help, is by visiting that website at secureenergyfuture.org. That is more of a consumer-oriented website that lets people tell their own stories to their elected officials about how affordable, reliable, secure energy helps them. So that's one of the things that we're doing to make sure that the industry, the people of North Dakota, Minnesota, the upper Midwest can have their stories told, their voices heard.
And, you know, this is an area where I really believe the grassroots can make a huge difference.
I think they can, because they're the ones who are at the end of the line for every single one of these regulations. It all comes out of their pockets.
We take it for granted, though, as consumers, right? We flip the switch on, the light's there, the bill comes, it's reasonable. We really take that for granted. Yet you're fighting with every fiber of your being as an organization to maintain that, right, because of this assault on current power plants, on future power plants, on coal in general. I mean, the reliability of the grid. I mean, everything that we take for granted, you're really having to fight tooth and nail for. I don't know that the consumer understands that.
They don't, because we're coming into the first generations who grew up when electricity was taken for granted. It's no longer magic to us. It no longer is the difference between a drudgery of lifestyle and a lifestyle of prosperity that we now enjoy. So we really have lost that connection between the magic of electricity and the benefits and the quality of life that we enjoy in modern America.
So everything we're talking about here about this renaissance of jobs and opportunity and economic ripple effect do not happen without cheap electricity. And now this announcement yesterday with the plastics plant, I mean, you could put us in a whole new realm of manufacturing, again, connected to cheap energy. So it's a very important piece of the pie. Tell us the website again.
SecureEnergyFuture.org. And that's just a way to learn a little bit more about the industry. We have the Lignite Energy Council website that we've had for many, many years. That kind of gives you a little bit more of the technical data, maybe industry-oriented about the mines and the plants. Well, the SecureEnergyFuture.org website really is a tool that allows you to learn more about what it means to you as a consumer, as a family, to have access to the best supply of electricity in the world.
Thanks, Jason. Good to catch up with you, and we'll talk more about these topics on Energy Matters this afternoon, and obviously continuing in the weeks, months, and years ahead. Thanks.
Thank you.
Jason Bohr from the Lignite Energy Council. Okay, we ran out of time for Sarah Palin. Can you tease me a little bit with Sarah Palin?
You've been to North Dakota before at a different school, right?
Yes, UND, visiting there. Our son, who was playing hockey at a camp there, having driven the 6,000 miles round trip to come see him, and here we are.
She's been here before. And by the way, she said she doesn't understand why we are in mascot purgatory. That's what she said. Well, you have no name right now? What's wrong with the Fighting Sioux? So she even weighs in on that. Plus energy, much more. Governor Sarah Palin tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. God bless you. Thanks for listening.
Do you want to drive the safest car you possibly can on the road? I'm in the Bakken a lot. I tell you what, it is a challenge. You need to be an attentive, defensive driver. When I drive one of those Mercedes-Benz from Valley Imports, a GL or an ML, I feel as safe as I've ever felt driving in the Bakken. I want you to drive one too and find out why. And you know what? Free delivery. They'll bring it to you. You can't beat a deal like that. You'll get the best price 24/7. You'll get 2 years of free maintenance on me. You just got to mention Scott. There's 24/7 roadside service. And if you go to valleyimports.com, don't find what you're looking for. They'll get it for you, give you the best price. You can't beat a deal like this. Valleyimports.com, your Mercedes-Benz dealer, if you're within the sound of my voice. Do not buy your Mercedes-Benz anywhere else. The service after the sale, the attention to detail that comes from the pros at Valley Imports cannot be beat. Plus, we're giving you 2 years of free maintenance when you mention this radio program. ValleyImports.com. Tell them Scott sent you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My name is Kay Swirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson, and it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.